Good morning.
Good afternoon.
Good evening.
Whichever it is for you, here's the Morning Scramble
with Claire and Eric,
a Z102.9 podcast.
Enjoy.
There's no need to wait for Wednesday. It's already here.
Here it is.
What do you know
Finally.
About that?
Finally. There you are, Wednesday.
Hi.
The wait's over.
Yeah, it is.
Ah.
Good morning.
Like the wait's over and spring is here.
It sure seems like we're seeing some springitude. Springitude. That's the word I've just coined.
I like that.
Yeah, springitude. Yeah.
I have it. Springitude is everything.
Yes. It's a vibe.
It is. It totally is.
Mm-hmm.
I've got it. I feel it. I'm done. I'm sorry. I think
the winter vibe is gone.
I don't have it anymore.
No.
I don't have it in me.
No.
I don't know. The wheel is gone.
Yeah, no.
I'm ready to move on.
No question. No question. I'm done. Done and done.
I actually, I got St. Patrick's Day decorations.
Oh.
Yeah.
So you are definitely like, screw this. We're going.
Yes. So I feel like the green just adds to that. Just.
Yeah.
I've moved on. I've turned the page. I'm ready.
Absolutely. And if you think about it, I mean, what, March 1st is what, Saturday?
Yeah.
Or is it Friday? Saturday. So, yeah, I mean, we're there.
Yeah. It adds the whole vibe, though. I'm like, I look around. I've got like little shamrocks on the window cling thingies. Mm-hmm. So it just adds to it. And I'm just, yeah. I'm there.
Plus, everything's melting and it's nice and warmish.
I know.
I'm sure just talking about it, we're totally jinxing it. We're going to get like 17 feet.
That's the thing. I'm like, why draw attention to it? But I can't. I'm like, it's too nice.
It's
not to like.
It's, yes.
I appreciate you.
Yes. When you have something nice, you don't want to just hide it under a bushel basket. You want to show everybody.
I know.
Yeah.
Look how nice this is.
That's right.
I appreciate you.
Mm-hmm.
Even if you are a fake spring, I appreciate you, fake spring. Love you.
I'll take anything I can get that isn't stupid cold.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. We'll take it. Mm-hmm. We'll take it. And a poor Nebraska dad. I did not know that this could happen to you, but this guy is dealing with a mess. He tried to name his daughter Caroline. Beautiful name.
Sure.
Yeah, lovely name. You got to do the whole thing with the birth certificate and get your kid a social security number.
Yes.
But the paperwork comes back and Caroline is not the name that's on her birth certificate.
Oh, no.
No, no, no. Apparently, there was some sort of bizarre accident. And listed as the birth name of this baby girl is Una Kite 13 Hotel. Yeah.
So somebody's email password was entered as this poor girl's name.
He was told that a computer auto-generated a name for the kid for some reason. He doesn't know why, because he's like, I definitely put down Caroline, I swear I did. I thought that I did. But for some reason, it auto-generated a name for the kid. And now he can't change the name without a whole bunch of bureaucracy because that's the name that's on the certificate.
God.
And it's like, well, but that's her name. It's like, no, but I want to change your name. But that's the name on the certificate.
But that's not the name I gave you.
Exactly. So he's a little tied up.
Yeah, I would be super mad.
So
what's her name?
Her name was gonna be Caroline, but what's her actual name?
Yes.
Una Kite 13 Hotel.
There's no way.
Yeah.
That wasn't somebody accidentally putting in their email password.
It has to be. It's
gotta
be
because
something.
There's no way that a state computer would just randomly assign a name. Why would you even build that functionality into the system?
But why is it? It's written out 13. It's not the number 13 either. It's the letters. So the fact that it knows.
Yeah. Still, I'm not buying it. I'm not buying it.
This computer. What did you do, computer?
Yeah, I mean, don't get me wrong. As somebody who has been known to blame a computer when I've totally screwed up, I'm not necessarily against it. But, I mean, there's no way. That's
But, you know, you can always nickname her Caroline. You know, like, officially, at some point, like, maybe it's just too much work. Maybe, like, her official name is Unakite 13 Hotel, but, like, her nickname is Caroline Kilburn.
Can you imagine kindergarten, first day of kindergarten? Call and roll. Unakite 13 Hotel? No, just call me Caroline.
You can call me Caroline, though. Okay.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, it's a story.
Yeah.
It's definitely a story.
God, I wonder if she's got a onesie that says that.
Ask me about my name.
Yeah, you know those little pieces of balsa wood with the names etched on them that they put in the picture in the bassinet.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, that would, you know, mostly they're little circles. This one is like the size of a license plate.
Bam.
Yeah. Poor kid.
Got a name and a story,
yeah,
baby.
Lay it all out there.
Brace yourself.
What's on your mind?
It's mind-blowing, isn't it?
Time for some brain show and tell.
What's on your mind?
Well, as a co-saleswoman of Girl Scout cookies, assisting my daughter in her endeavor to learn the ropes of business.
Yes.
I don't have any sales background, but I'm out there trying my best, trying to back her up.
Right.
I'm finding I'm cutting deals left and right because we are past the halfway point of cookie sales, and she's got a goal. She wants to sell 300 boxes of cookies.
That's a lot of cookies.
It is. It's a lot of cookies. It's more than she, I think her goal last year was like 150 or something. It's double.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Now, did they give her this goal or did she pick it?
She picked it herself, bless her heart.
Gutsy?
Yeah, yeah. So she's like, I see what I did last year. I know I can do better. I know I can do more. I'm like, good for you, girl. But that means, you know, it's crunch time. It's time to hustle.
Yeah.
So we're making deals. We're wheeling and dealing, and I'm making deals in places I don't think I normally would be making deals. Like,
what do I have to do to get you into this box of Thin Mints today?
Today! It's parent-teacher conferences time. I'm sitting down at my oldest daughter's conference, and the teacher's like, said something about Girl Scout cookies, and I'm like, I can get you into that box of Thin Mints right now. What's your poison? Tagalongs? I got some tagalongs at my homestead. I can bring them to you. I can have my let me assist you in your cookie addiction. So yeah, we sold a couple boxes there.
Hey,
yeah,
you know what? You take your sales where you can get them.
Yep, deals before a meeting at church. Yeah. I'm making deals. I'm like, can you do change for a 20? Yeah, I can make change for a 20. What do you need? I can do it.
Yeah. It just so happens that right now I have cash on me. Yeah, it's great.
Yeah.
Moving those cookies.
I just feel a little grimy. A little.
Yeah, but you're helping.
I'm helping. Yes, exactly. The goal is in sight. We're getting closer. We're like 200 something boxes. So it's like, it's right there. We just got to get there.
Yeah. So basically what you're saying is that anybody sees you in the wilderness in the next couple weeks or so, or however long we have long in cookie sales, you're going to ask them to buy cookies.
Yeah. Yeah. What's it going to take? I got some Dosey Doughs on hand. I got a Samoas. What do you need? What do you need?
Don't get me started on Samoas. So, yesterday, like any other Tuesday at the Radio Ranch, we have a staff meeting.
Yes.
Everybody, you know, from the Z102.9 staff goes into a room and we chat about various things. Things that are happening here at the ranch.
Yeah.
Now, yesterday, with Dance and Eric Hansen on vacation, there's in this room 5 or 6 women.
Yeah.
And then me and producer Ben.
That's right.
Me and producer Ben are the only men. And somehow the subject of mammograms come up.
Yes, I do.
And most of our team are not at the age where they're regularly getting mammograms. They haven't hit the age where it's recommended yet.
Right.
So questions are being asked as part of this.
So how does it work?
Exactly. And Dr. Mansplaining MD over here.
Yeah.
Is answering the questions. Now, in my own defense, as I explained yesterday, because I started to feel weird about it, my wife, Heather, diagnosed with breast cancer at 31. So we went through a lot of this stuff.
I
have some experience, even though I haven't had the procedure myself. I've taken her to, you know, I've been involved in it. So it's not like I'm just completely stupid. But all of a sudden, later, you know, I'm sitting at home last night eating a sandwich, and all of a sudden I'm thinking, my God, I just gave a lesson on mammograms to women. I gave a lesson on me. And I can think is, oh my God, they must think I'm the worst mansplainer in the history of mansplaining.
But they asked.
It's true. It's true that they asked. But I'm just like, oh my God, Davis, what the hell are you doing?
No, I think you're in the clear. I think you're okay if the information is asked for and you need, like, I would like to know more and you need to provide information. But if it's like, I don't ask for information and you're giving the information anyway, then that's mansplaining.
Okay.
So I think you're innocent. Innocent.
Okay.
You're innocent.
It was I have to admit, just at some point, I started laughing about it to myself because I'm just like, I cannot believe that I, all of a sudden, out of, you know,
yeah,
an entire conversation, that's what I felt the need to spread my knowledge about.
Well, I appreciated it. I learned something.
Just go get your mammogram. Let's do this. The expansion of the Nouveau City markets is the latest project to be put on hold after President Trump's recent executive orders to pause federal funding. Nouveau leaders say the orders could affect over $2 million in grants that would be used to help fund the expansion. Project to expand the market's footprint, add more vendors, new jobs, and amenities was expected to be completed by this fall.
Dang, that was a really cool project.
Yeah, it really was. They're still hoping to start construction they're hoping to start construction in the fall now instead of finishing in the fall.
Okay.
But that all depends on the funding coming through.
Okay.
So we'll see. A Marion home is a complete loss after a fire yesterday morning. Officials believe the fire started on the first floor of the house near the kitchen and dining room before spreading to the second floor. No one was home at the time of the fire. A dog was rescued by sheriff's deputies. Firefighters from six area districts were called in to control the fire.
So
it's a big blaze.
No kidding.
Several proposed measures in the Iowa legislature moved forward to next steps yesterday. An Iowa House subcommittee has approved a bill that would require Iowa providers of medication abortions to post a sign saying it may be possible to reverse the effects of an abortion-inducing drug despite a lack of medical research to back up the claim. A Senate subcommittee approved removing gender identity from the state civil rights code, removing protections from discrimination in hiring and property rental for transgender Iowans, a bill to ban obscene material from public libraries, and to allow lawsuits against libraries and individual librarians passed its subcommittee, as did a bill that would ban smoking in Iowa casinos. Legislators may launch a study of how weight loss drugs might reduce costs in the Iowa Medicaid program. The maker of the weight loss drug Zepbound proposed a bill that would have staff in the Iowa Medicaid program do a cost-benefit analysis of the short and long-term health care benefits to Medicaid patients, as well as the financial impact on the Medicaid program. A similar study found covering the new class of weight loss drugs for obese Medicaid patients could save the state of Utah 20% in health care costs for those patients. So that's interesting.
Hmm.
Hey, what's got us feeling all right this morning? It is the Mount Mercy Elevate Award.
Yay!
Which is a partnership between Mount Mercy University and Z102.9. Each week, Mount Mercy University recognizes an area student leader who elevates our community. This week's recipient is Dean Lambertson from Anamosa High School.
What do we know about Dean?
His counselor notes that Dean is consistently seeks opportunities to give back and make a meaningful impact. He played a key role in organizing a Meals for the Heartland event through his local FFA chapter, where meals were packaged at his school and distributed to area food banks. Dean has also been volunteering at his church since eighth grade as a groundskeeper and is a mentor for young churchgoers. And during the summer, he's a 4-H youth summer camp counselor.
Wow.
Yeah. Through his diverse volunteer efforts, Dean has demonstrated empathy and compassion. These experiences have allowed him to see the significant impact of small actions and the importance of helping others.
Go, Dean.
Yeah. Dean has been awarded a $500 Elevate scholarship upon enrolling in Mount Mercy. You can visit KZIA.com. Click on Mount Mercy Elevate to learn more. And that's what's got us feeling all right.
And now, a pop culture update we'd like to call Z's Sleaze with Claire.
Okay. We might have a reason as to why the Chiefs were playing so terribly in the Super Bowl.
All right.
According to Brett Veach, the general manager, he has revealed that Travis Kelce was battling a big illness. He didn't say what, but he did say that Travis was not well going into the Super Bowl.
Well, he certainly didn't look well
when he was playing. He did not. He says he's not making excuses for the Chiefs, and certainly the Eagles played a lot better.
Yeah.
We all saw that.
Yeah. I mean, that was a thumping. So even if he had been feeling better, that probably still would have been the same outcome.
Was Mahomes also sick?
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
Was the whole team sick? Travis, by the way, has also said goodbye to his Super Bowl beard. He had grown the beard after the Kansas City's last victory, Super Bowl victory, and had the beard since the victory. Since their loss, he has apparently decided to shave it off. In the new teaser trailer for their New Heights podcast, he is clean shaven.
Wow.
So goodbye, bearded.
I wonder how Taylor feels about that.
Exactly. Well, I do have a little Taylor update. According to a source, Taylor Swift is in the new development stages of a new album, which should be released by the end of the year. The new album is going to be inspired by her relationship with Travis Kelce and changes in her friendships. Blake Lively. Okay.
So she had to break up with somebody and decided it wasn't going to be Travis. And so that's where we're going.
Don't call me a dragon. I think that's one of the songs. I don't know for sure. It could be in the planning stages also for a tour for 2026, but these are all just rumors at this point, so we'll see.
Wow, that would be gutsy.
That would be amazing.
Yeah.
A lot of people would like that a lot. So
absolutely.
See what happens with that. Today is a historic day. The Price is Right is airing its 10,000th episode. To mark the milestone, they're giving away $90,000 in cash and prizes.
Wow. That's
huge.
Not a bad morning's work.
No kidding. The announcer, George Gray, was talking about all of the prizes in a promo video with big multi-layer cake. They're doing a big celebration. He and Drew Carey, over the course of the show, have called down 75,000 people to come on down, alongside Bob Barker as well, includes Bob.
Wow.
Contestants have walked away with more than $300 million in cash and prizes.
Shoot.
Drew says that hosting the show has been one of the best experiences in his professional life. No matter how his day is, as soon as he gets to the set, walks in the door, everything else just goes away, and he is just vibing all day long.
Well, it must not be too bad a gig because he's done it for a long time now.
I know. At this point.
Yeah. There are people who forget that Bob Barker ever did it.
I know.
Sadly.
I know. So congratulations on a milestone episode, you guys.
Absolutely.
And guess who's back for Fire Festival 2? Tickets to Fire Festival 2 went on sale yesterday with OG founder Billy McFarland, who went to prison in 2018 for fraud related to Fire Festival Part 1. Fyre Festival 2 is slated to take place in Quintana Roo, Mexico, May 30th to June 2nd. Here's what we know.
Okay.
No lineup yet.
So far, so good.
It's very promising. We have no musical acts announced. It has been promised that it'll be electronic, hip-hop, pop, and rock artists.
Okay.
Tickets start at $1,400 and go as high as $1.1 million.
Okay.
Okay. Attendees can expect water adventures, extreme sports, leisure and wellness, cultural and creative activities. Some other activities like skateboarding demonstrations, some MMA techniques.
I'm not sure. I'm not sure that that's worth $1,400 and dysentery.
Yeah. Cheese sandwiches.
Yeah.
On a beach in an emergency shelter.
Yeah.
I don't know, guys.
And it's cutting it awfully close to be talking at the beginning of March, and it's coming up in May, and they don't have a lineup.
Well, I do have good news. This time, McFarland says things are going to be different. He has handed over the operational responsibilities to an actual festival operator and has employed hotel, travel, and ticketing companies to help out with the festival operations.
Well, then that is at least a little less worrisome, although still kind of scary.
I'm still worried that he's involved.
Exactly.
I haven't heard anything about Ja Rule's involvement. So yeah. There's that. I also would like to point out that this time around, Billy McFarland is wearing glasses. So I feel like he's just a little bit more responsible.
Yeah, well, I mean, honestly, if there's one thing that we know about the world and our place in it, it's that you can trust anybody who wears glasses.
He's serious this time, you guys. He's wearing glasses.
Yes. He looking to improve his vision so that he can see things going well.
You can tell time has passed. He's older and wiser. He's wearing glasses.
Good for him.
He's different.
Yes.
Billy has changed.
So different.
Prison has changed him. That's what we like to call
Z's Sleaze.
We got to help a couple out. A mom and a dad contacted us. They feel a little like they're doing something wrong. Kayla and her husband say that their daughter joined one of those travel teams, and they've been going to events outside of the state. And with all of the big travel, they've been splitting up duties. So either mom will go on a big trip or dad will go with their daughter on a big trip out of state. But they're splitting up activities. And she says it feels like maybe we're doing the weird thing because all the other parents go together and the whole family goes, and it just doesn't work for us. We have to board the dog. It kind of messes up our routine. It's easier if one person stays home. Do other people tackle this differently? Is it okay to miss a kid's activities? Should both parents be at every single thing?
Yeah, I think it's nice when parents go. I also think there's a lot of extenuating circumstances. I do think there's something to be said for, you know, if it's totally screwing up your life, then maybe splitting it up and one parent going is okay.
I'm with them on this. If there's travel out of state and it's like every weekend, you guys do you. If it was, we have games and they're in town and we both could possibly be there, then definitely go.
Yeah.
I think that makes a lot of sense, but I'm also a little bit torn because I've got a potential coming up. Like, I love going to my daughter Audrey's show choir stuff. I find it interesting. I am here for it. I find it fascinating, but that's not everybody's cup of tea.
Right.
I heard from another parent who was like, well, my husband hates it. Like, I've seen their show one time. I get the gist of it. And then they do the same show over and over and over again. Why would I want to see it again? That's not for me. So there's different like ways to approach that.
I can get that. I think because as a guy who is pretty strongly on record as being anti-musical.
I will state the record.
I get where he's coming from. At the same time, especially at that age, it's going to get better. So
true.
You want to see how they're improving.
Mm-hmm.
So I see the point, but I also see why you would want to go.
Right, right.
To see it again.
Exactly. I always appreciated, because I was never... I tried the sportsy thing. The sportsy thing didn't really agree with me so much. And I always appreciated it as a kid. My mom always made an effort whenever I had a play, like every single night there was somebody in the audience, whether it was one person or if it was a whole big group of people, there was always somebody like I could plan on somebody being in the audience. And it just, I think it does make a difference to the kid.
Oh, totally. Totally.
Knowing there's somebody watching
you. So we would love to know what you have to say on this topic. Is it okay if, you know, as long as somebody's there that one of the parents misses, is it sometimes okay for both parents to miss? Is it, you know, should it be a non-negotiable thing that they have to go?
Or sometimes if you're a single parent and you just physically can't be there, like just tell the kids, sorry.
Yeah.
It is what it is.
Love to hear what you have to say on the subject. So give us a ring. 319-200-1029 is our number. We'll take your calls coming up on Z102.9.
Is it here yet? Is it on yet? Is it here yet?
Since kids don't come with instructions, we're here to help. It's Momtroversy on Z102.9.
Different households do things different ways. And sometimes you look around and you're like, oh, am I the weird one or are you guys the weird one?
Right, right.
There's a family and they are on a new club team and they are noticing that they're the only ones the parents like to split up duties. They're like, one of us will go and hang out with the club and do the whole weekend activity thing. And the other one stays home, watches the homestead. But everybody else, it's like the whole family packs up and transfers the whole weekend, but it seems like a huge commitment, throws the whole thing off. How does everybody manage kids' activities? Do both parents have to go to everything, or is it one or the other parent?
Yeah, so we're looking for your take on that because, you know, every family's a little bit different, has a whole bunch of different ways of attacking things.
Totally.
So how do you attack this situation?
You know, I think if one parent is there, I think it's okay. How we do it in our house is we have a little guy, and so he doesn't really want to spend a whole lot of time at these other activities for the older kids. So we split it up. We flip a coin or we do like rock, paper, scissors, who's going to go this time kind of thing. But I think it's really important for at least one parent to be there at all times.
So you kind of want to split it up.
Yeah, yeah, because then everybody gets your time, not necessarily every single event, but... you know, at least somebody's with each child at some point.
And sometimes it goes back to how you were raised. Like, how do you remember it being done, right?
Yeah, because this whole topic actually kind of brought up a memory I hadn't thought of in ages, which is when I was in high school, I did a school play.
Uh-huh.
And my parents didn't come because I didn't tell them.
Oh, you didn't even tell them?
No. So
you're like, I'm just going to be out tonight.
So my mom found out and is like, what the hell, dude? And I'm like, yeah, I just was kind of embarrassed and I didn't want you to come. So,
but wait, you had like rehearsals and stuff and like you weren't home.
I just,
that's a huge thing to not tell your family.
Yeah. Yeah. It was a little much, but again, you know, like I said, everybody's different, and it really does kind of depend on the way that you were raised, right?
Well, my thought is that if you commit or your child commits to a sport, then you're committing with them. I do think that it also, you have lots of things that come into play in regard to how many kids you have and all of that, but I do think it's important to be there for your kids. I personally grew up with my family going to everything, whether they showed up in their construction clothes or whatever. On the other side of things, my husband's parents did not, and it's important to him to be at all of the sports.
So just kind of different ways of growing up, but you both come to the same conclusion. Interesting.
Yeah, that's, you know, again, depending on the way that mm-hmm. you were raised, you know, maybe it is more important to you or not so, you know, depends.
True. Every family's different. There's no right or wrong answers.
Absolutely.
We're just trying to chime in and help this family out. Like, they're kind of asking, are we normal?
It's the Morning Scramble with Claire and Eric.
Yes.
B102.9.
You know, it is very exciting. This year is a special year for the Sapadapa Soap Parade.
Yes, it is.
The 50th. 50.
That is huge.
A huge celebratory number. And it's going to be a huge day in downtown Cedar Rapids. On the day, St. Patrick's Day.
Yeah, so like the last couple of years where they moved it off to uh-huh. have it on a weekend, that's over.
Yeah.
It's back on St. Patrick's Day, Monday the 17th this year. So just keep that in mind.
Which
it's
I'm
actually on
about.
The day.
I think that's just so cool.
Yeah, it's much better that way.
It's going to be so much fun. And I think if we start channeling the vibes right now, it's going to be sunny, 70 degrees.
Yeah. Well, you know what? As long as it stays 52, that's better than it was last year.
Exactly.
Yeah, so I'm down.
Keep those sunny vibes.
Yes.
Since it is a big historic number, 50th, we thought let's go all out and make this a really big entry for Z102.9 in the Sapadapa Soap Parade. So we are beginning our plans. We want to do something big. We're planning a float. We've got the Z102.9 fleet of vehicles. And of course, we cannot have an entry in the Sapadapa Soap Parade without the Z102.9 marching band.
Nope, that's always makes it better.
And to that end, wouldn't it be cool if we had an enormous marching band?
Big parade, big anniversary, big band.
Big band, exactly. Do you play an instrument? Would you like to join our band? Because our requirement, very small. We're playing the Iowa Fight song. We're playing the beer polka. And we are playing one additional song. That's it.
Yeah. It's super easy.
Minimal.
We're not asking you to all of a sudden become a virtuoso.
No.
And so if you haven't practiced in a while, that's cool. Come play.
Nope. We'll get you the music ahead of time. We're going to meet an hour before the parade steps off at 1:00. We'll meet downtown. We'll go through the songs a couple of times. We will walk through the parade and you will get to experience what it's like to see thousands of people, a sea of humanity in downtown Cedar Rapids cheering you on.
Love to see you as part of the Z102.9 marching band for the parade. If you'd like to join us, just shoot us an email, scramble@kzia.com.
This is the Morning Scramble.
The Morning Scramble.
On Z102.9.
You know, we understand business, and when there is a problem, we have to lean into that knowledge just a little bit. Problem arose, we don't have enough cases on our docket for jury in a hurry. And this is, it's something that we like to hang our hat on. We love to solve problems for people who are at odds.
Yes. If you have a problem, We'll solve it. But you have to let us know that you have problems.
Yeah.
Because, you know, we can't just guess.
No. And these aren't the big ones. You know, like if this is a real legal matter, hire a real lawyer. Yeah. Radio law, a little bit different.
Yeah. We're more of the, is it cool to microwave fish in the break room sort of thing. By the way, no.
We like the petty stuff.
Yes.
The little things.
Yeah. This is the stuff that isn't going to be life or death.
The little pebble in your shoe.
Right.
It's just more annoying than anything else. Those little tiny arguments that it's like, if I don't talk about it, it's going to drive me slowly insane.
So we needed some cases. So we decided to do what we do best around here and drum up some business.
How do you do that? You advertise.
Mm-hmm.
Duh, right? We saw the Super Bowl ads leaned heavily on celebrity endorsements. My goodness, the number of celebrities that we saw waltz through every single ad, and it was like, ooh, look who they got. Ooh, look at Eugene Levy's eyebrows. They're...
What the hell is going on with Ben Affleck?
Yeah.
What was that?
Look at that. A lot of them were surprises. Yeah, Ben Affleck
got Bill Belichick and his super young girlfriend to be in
it was
his,
bizarre.
Yeah. A lot of left turns on celebrities. So we thought, let's do that. Let's harness that energy. Some celebrities that you might not expect. So to remind you that Jury in a Hurry is always here for you, we decided to ask some of our local celebrities for help. Silly squabbles between friends, family, and coworkers can go on forever.
Good news, Jury in a Hurry with the Morning Scramble can solve those quick.
But don't take our word for it.
I'm Patty with Network Computer Solutions. If you've been hacked, we can help. But only the Morning Scramble can help determine if cake balls are better than cupcakes. For those tough calls, turn to Jury in a Hurry.
If you've got a silly squabble, let us squash it. Submit your case to scramble at kzia.com.
Thank you for listening to the Morning Scramble podcast.
Catch Claire and Eric live weekday mornings, 6 until 10 Central Time on Z102.9. Listen on your radio, on your smart speaker, or stream at kzia.com.
Okay, have a good day.